Almost 2 weeks ago, I celebrated the funeral vigil for one of my classmates, Father Adrian Chishimba, who helped to celebrate some masses here at St. Alba the Great. And it was hard. Father Adrian wasn't that old. He was in his 50s. And there was a moment of the vigil when I was in front with his casket in front of the altar. And I had a flashback to a moment 13 years ago. Father and Adrian and I are classmates, meaning that we were ordained as priests at the same time for the Diocese of Austin. And part of the ordination rite for a priest is that you lie prostrate before the altar. And this time I was once again with my classmate before the altar, and he was prostrate. But this time he was in the casket. And I remember it was a very emotional moment for me. And the question that arose in my heart at that moment, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of this? And I find it's a question that oftentimes can come to us. Sometimes it's when we experience the loss of a loved one, experience the loss of a job, maybe dating someone and it doesn't work out the way we hoped it would, or that sometimes we wonder, what is the purpose that God has for us? Why are we in this world? What is that special mission that God has entrusted to our care? What's the purpose? And so over this month of August, we'll be doing a homily series on finding purpose. And we'll seek to explore, to reflect on some of these questions of what is that purpose that God has given to all of us, and the purpose of some of the things we encounter in life, these questions that oftentimes come. Now, when I ask the Lord that question, what is the purpose of my classmate not being that old, of all of this happening? The answer that I received was to reflect the light. So especially today, that's what I want to reflect on, is how on this transfiguration of the Lord, we're called to reflect the light. Because the question that I was posing to God was, why was my classmate dead? But the Lord was answering the deeper purpose. The purpose of all of us, why all of us are here in this life, is to reflect the light of God to others and to the world. We are called to reflect the light. We ourselves are not the light because we're not God, but we were all created in the image and likeness of God. And so we are called to be like God by allowing God to be within us and shining, reflecting that light to the world. On the Transfiguration, it's a special feast of reflecting on Jesus's divinity. The scripture is very clear of the light that's present, both how Jesus was shining with that light, literally his clothes shining with that light, and it's his divinity shining forth, the glory of God shining forth. Because you see, Jesus reflected his divine nature in various ways in his earthly ministry in this world. But it was usually in a veiled way. His glory wasn't fully visible. He would shine with that glory in the ways that he healed people miraculously. People could see his divine nature coming out in those miraculous healings. In the ways that he freed people from evil that they were suffering from and delivered them from that. His divinity shining forth in that way. The ways that he taught with an authority, not like the scribes and Pharisees, the way that he shone with his light in that way. His divinity shining forth. But it's only here in the Transfiguration that three of his closest followers, Peter, James, and John, are able to see his divine nature shine forth in this particular way. And they were on the mountaintop experience. They received that light within them. And Jesus permitted Peter, James, and John to experience the Transfiguration so that then they would be able to reflect and share that light with others as well. Because the light has to come from God. None of us being God, we can allow the light of God to shine within us, and we can share that light. We can't produce it ourselves. So we sometimes can forget that as human beings. We're called to be God, but with God. We're called to reflect the glory of God, but allowing that to shine forth and taking things that help to nourish that presence. And we hear how the scripture says that Jesus, his face shone like the sun. His face shone like the sun. And if you've ever been around someone who has an intense spiritual experience, like if you see them praying, etc., it's interesting how literally someone seems to shine. We oftentimes will use the term and say, oh, so-and-so is radiant. We use that terminology a lot of times. And it's that way that it's like God is shining in this particular way. There's a radiance, a light that is coming forth. And the light of Jesus' divinity was shining forth. But when we look upon God, when we have that opportunity to receive God within us, whether receiving God in Scripture, receiving God especially through the sacraments, through Holy Communion, through adoration, that encounter also gives us that opportunity to reflect that light and to shine with that light. We also have the opportunity for the opposite. We can also reflect the darkness. The evil one, the other guy, as I oftentimes like to call him, is the one who wants us to shine the way he did. Lucifer was created to shine with the light of God, but instead of choosing to shine with God's light, he chose to shine with his own. And so he became the prince of darkness when he was actually created to be the bearer of light. And all of us are created to be the bearer of light. But again, when we choose to allow less and less of God's glory to shine and reflect through us, then instead we'll respond with darkness instead of that light, and that's that tug of war that we all experience in different ways. And when we experience that darkness, confusion, lack of clarity are also associated with darkness. When someone is confused and you see their confusion, it's almost like there's a darkness around them. Their face becomes darkened. But when they have clarity, when the confusion is lifted, again, it's like you can see the change in the person. Cartoons, by the way, like to illustrate this, where someone's confused and they have like the little spinny birdie or other things like that that sometimes they'll depict in cartoons. And then when there's the moment of clarity, the proverbial light bulb literally shines in some way, shape, or form. So we see that image that when you're confused, there's that darkness, that kind of topsy-turvy, but when there's that clarity that comes, there's a light that shines forth. So oftentimes when we don't understand what our purpose is or why something that we're experiencing either in our life or in someone else's life is going on, there can be that confusion or darkness that's going on. But then when understanding comes, there's a light that comes. And one of my favorite ways to seek clarity whenever there's a moment of confusion, whenever there's that place of darkness to reflect the light, is by going on retreat. One could say that Peter, James, and John went on a retreat in today's gospel. They literally went up that mountaintop and they had a profound encounter with God that changed them, that transformed them, and they were not the same. Often when people go on retreats, they get what we call a spiritual high, and it's like they're on the mountaintop. But then after the retreat, they come back down, and it's like, ugh. And there's kind of that moment of coming down from the mountaintop. I'm sure Peter, James, and John had that experience as well. I know when I go on my yearly retreat, one of my least favorite moments is when I have to turn on my phone at the end of the retreat, and then all the inbox of my email comes. Always hate that moment. And seeing all the dozens of messages, etc. Because again, it's that way that it's like those burdens come back that we let go of to God when we're on that mountaintop experience with God. So I invite, if you don't have the custom of going on a yearly retreat, I encourage you to do so. Priests are required to go on a yearly retreat, and I personally think all Christians should go on a yearly retreat, just because of how important it is to have that experience with God, to be enlightened with God, and especially to find clarity. And especially if someone's really struggling, people will tell me often, Father, you invited me to go on this retreat when I was seeking clarity, when I was confused about this, and God showed me. God helped to clarify. I understand now. I hear that all the time. So if there's anyone here that's experiencing any of that confusion, highly encourage, go to a retreat and be amazed how God will bring clarity, lifting that darkness and bringing that light when you spend that time. That's why after Mass today, there'll be an opportunity to sign up for retreats. We have an opportunity to sign up for a men's retreat that will happen, where especially there'll be a way to focus more on the way of the Eucharist enlightening us and how we're called to serve as disciples. So men are especially invited to sign up for that men's retreat after Mass. There'll be a retreat that'll happen at the end of August called Healing Through the Heart of Jesus. Anyone is welcome to go to the Healing Through the Heart of Jesus retreat, but it's especially focused on looking at what are our pain points, what are the ways that we can experience pain and woundedness in our lives, and how we can encounter the healing of Jesus by going to his Sacred Heart of Jesus. That's a retreat I'll be offering at the end of August, and again, you can sign up for that retreat after Mass. And then a third retreat that's coming up is what we call our Discipleship U retreat. Discipleship U is a special way that we help to form people in the faith and to grow as disciples. And we have classes that will soon be coming up in Discipleship U on Thursday nights. And right now, we're doing our summer Discipleship U courses. Just did the first one, but know that you're welcome to come this Thursday at 7 p.m. as we continue that series of how the Eucharist is a sacrament of healing. But the Discipleship U retreat is one, again, that anyone is welcome to come to. But the purpose of the Discipleship U retreat is especially if one wants to grow deeper in one's relationship with God and kind of take that next step and why we have that retreat. And again, one can sign up for that retreat after Mass as well. So highly encourage, if you don't have the custom of going on a retreat, please prayerfully consider going on at least one of these retreats and again, getting that clarity, having that encounter that God desires us to, and maybe sharing these retreat opportunities with someone else that is in need of that clarity. So the next time that we have that struggle, when we wonder what is our purpose, we can remind ourselves we are called to reflect the light. That as beloved ones of God, beloved sons and beloved daughters, that's our purpose. Our purpose is to shine and reflect that light in the special way that God has entrusted to us. And that as we choose to shine with that light, more clarity comes. God dispels the darkness and the confusion. And that retreats are a special opportunity that we can enter into the same experience of Peter, James, and John that they had on the mountaintop of the Transfiguration, when we allow the Lord to transform us and help us to find our purpose by reflecting the light.